This is Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. It's the Reynolds School Media Watch. And David Stipik with a guest in the studio today, Caesar Andrews. He's the Leonard Distinguished Professor in Ethics and Writing. And my first opportunity, Caesar, to interview you here at KUNR. And thanks for coming by.
Thank you for having me here today.
Tell me just a little bit about your role here at the university and what brought you to this place.
I have I've joked that I came as a one semester visiting professor, and that was 4 years ago.
Okay.
So either I don't know how to leave or the school doesn't know how to disinvite me, but I'm here. And the fact that I'm here actually says everything. It's a great place to be. I enjoy being in the Reynolds School of Journalism. This is a very dynamic time in the world of media. I came after almost three decades working in various newsrooms around the country and always knew that I wanted to reach out at some point and teach and spend a little bit of time experimenting in the classroom. And so that's what I'm doing and that's what I'm enjoying. I teach ethics, and I should probably clarify, I don't know that you teach ethics. You lead discussions on ethics, you raise issues, and you challenge students to think deeply. But the lesson of ethics starts way before, obviously, they get to the classroom. So I am the moderator on classes where ethics is the discussion, and I teach writing classes.
You've come, obviously, at a time in journalism where there is a lot of change. What do you find in your students right now? Are they excited? Are they confused? What's the mindset?
One of the wonderful things about working with a younger generation is that they're not saddled with the historical interpretation of what was 20 years ago or 30 years ago when I started my career. What they have is some kind of innate sense that leads them to believe this is an interesting area to think about and to study as a career. So in some sense, you get a lot of fresh perspectives. Now, you can make the case that some of that is laced with some naivete, but that's part of the mix as well. But overall, it's people very energetic, very passionate, very interested in careers in media. And in some regards, the way they define media is going to be quite different from the way I would have as a student X number of years ago. When they think media, they're not merely thinking traditional print or broadcast. They're thinking the whole range of possibilities, including social media, public relations is a huge and growing part of the program. So in a sense, I feed off of their interest and their energy.
The Journalism School brings in a lot of speakers. We're going to turn to that right now. You've got one coming in on Monday and Tuesday. Just talk a little bit about why you bring in speakers for your students.
We are blessed with a faculty and staff of very accomplished people. But I think part of the obligation of the school is to also reach outside of expertise that's on campus and look for voices and perspectives and provocateurs who are going to help expand what students understand about what's really going on. So it is very important that we bring any number of people onto the campus for that purpose. We happen to be very fortunate that Hedrick Smith will be on campus September 16th. He will talk in a major forum on Tuesday, September 16th, 9:30 a.m. in the Student Union Theater. That's on the third floor. And that talk is going to be based on a current book by Hedrick Smith, Who Stole the American Dream? And while journalism is at the base of Hedrick Smith's career and much of his work over the year, this is a book that really deals with a wide range of political and economic and sociological issues that have resulted in what he calls the deplorable condition of the middle class and the stagnation in the middle class. And so that's going to be the focus of much of his discussion at 9:30.
You're listening to Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. It's the Reynolds School Media Watch segment. David Stipik with my guest in the studio, Caesar Andrews, the Leonard Distinguished Professor in Ethics and Writing here at the Reynolds School of Journalism. And the Reynolds School Center for Advanced Media Studies has a presentation coming up this Tuesday morning. And as we've been mentioning, Hedrick Smith, the best-selling author, Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter, and Emmy Award-winning producer, is on campus speaking to students and also open to the public on a couple of events. We had a chance to get Hedrick Smith on the phone line a few minutes ago and talk with him about his upcoming visit. Let's go ahead and listen to that interview now. Hedrick, it's great to have you on with Caesar and I talking about your visit coming up on Monday and Tuesday.
I'm looking forward to being back in Reno. Been there several times doing reporting for television documentaries for PBS, for my book, Who Stole the American Dream, and had a daughter who went to UNR, so I've got connections.
Talk about your visit a little bit. What is it that you want students to experience while you're on campus with them and with the faculty here?
Well, I'd like to share some of my experiences, 26 years with the New York Times, 20 years of making documentaries for PBS and Frontline, and writing 5 books. Journalism's under fire, both in terms of quality and reader and viewer dissatisfaction, and also fears about declining future for journalism. I think quality journalism is going to survive. I think it's important for people to see that, believe it, and then practice it. And what's happening is over time, people are discovering there is a lot of bum information out there, and getting reliable information and understanding, putting the dots together is important. And people are willing to pay for that. I think those good news organizations who deliver that are going to survive and do well.
Cesar, I want to turn to you for a moment because you're bringing Hedrick Smith to campus for your students and for the purposes of the journalism school. What was it about his particular take on the world that intrigued you to bring him to campus?
Well, it's really the sheer range of his experience and his accomplishments. I mean, it's pretty astounding if you take a look at the bio. I think it's both the combination of this historic figure in journalism visiting the campus so that students can soak that up. Then in addition to that, these very current, fresh issues that are of concern right here, right now.
You're listening to Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. It's the Reynolds School Media Watch segment. David Stipik with my guest in the studio, Cesar Andrews, the Leonard Distinguished Professor in Ethics and Writing here at the Reynolds School of Journalism. And on the phone with us here is Hedrick Smith, the author of Who Stole the American Dream? That's the title of his book, as well as his talk. It's next Tuesday, the 16th, 9:30 a.m., Joe Crowley Student Union here at the university. That's open to the public. And he'll also have a book signing at Sundance Books. That's open to the public, 6:30 p.m. Tuesday evening on California Avenue. And I'll ask you, Hedrick, we'll get to your book here now, but do you, as you visit campuses or in your sphere of travels, do you get that question a lot, that journalism seems to be up against the ropes and maybe on its way out?
Well, obviously the students who are in those classes believe in the future of journalism or they wouldn't be there, and Cesar and his colleagues on the faculty must be doing a good job not only of teaching them but of showing them a way into the future. I think there is a future, but I do get a lot of people who say, and particularly older journalists, people who've been practicing over the past 10 or 15 or 20 years or longer, saying, you know, the jobs aren't there anymore, the investment is not being made in investigative reporting, in good environmental reporting, in good scientific reporting, the kind of specialization and knowledge and expertise that really great reporters and editors and news organizations need to have if they're going to dig beneath the surface of the news. I notice your program's called, what is it, Beyond the Headlines?
Beyond the Headlines,
that's where a
lot
of people want to go. And if we're not knowledgeable, we're not going to be able to take them there.
Can you talk a little bit about how social media fits into your framework of where journalism is headed?
I think that there are two things. There's an interplay between social media and the regular media, the old media. Social media is fast, it's quick. Look at Twitter, you know, 140 characters. People are texting each other. They're not even using emails anymore. People are in a hurry. But there is a sense that you're not getting down underneath what's going on. You know, even politicians, governments have now found out the papacy. Even the Pope found out that if he wanted to get the word out quickly on certain things, on papal encyclicals and so forth, the thing to do is to get a Twitter message out. But that's the teaser. It's not the end. It's the hook. It's the bait to begin to connect people with something that's deeper and broader and more knowledgeable. Part of our problem here in the social media and in the media in general is that we're throwing the dots at people. We're not connecting the dots. What's happened is, and I'm going to raise a question with your classes as to whether or not we in journalism missed the biggest story of the last 3 decades for most Americans, which is the story of my book, Who Stole the American Dream? What happened to the middle class? What happened to the shared prosperity that we used to have? We missed that story. And the reason we missed it until Occupy came along and said 99% and 1% and hit us over the head with a baseball bat and said there's enormous income inequality here, it was a gradual story. It was a trend story. It wasn't flashy. It wasn't sexy. It wasn't titillating. You saw a factory here close and a factory over there close, and you saw people lose jobs here and there, and you saw jobs going overseas. We're sitting here on the western coast of America, going to China, jobs going to Malaysia, going to Korea, going to Japan, and they seemed like individual things. We weren't putting it together and saying, wait a second, the middle class, the American economy is getting hollowed out. Why has that happened? what are we going to do about it? We're still not grappling with that as a country. But as journalists, we got to be able to deliver that to people.
Let's turn to your book for a moment. You alluded to it. You've got a book signing also when you're here on Tuesday evening at Sundance Books. Who Stole the American Dream? It's the name of your book. It's the name of your talk on campus here, which is open to the public on Tuesday morning, 9:30 a.m. at the Joe Crowley Student Union. The title of your book seems to portray that maybe something's been stolen from this next generation. Tell me how that fits in.
Well, it has been. It's been stolen from the last generation. It's been stolen from the present generation. And it is being stolen from the next generation. The people who are in your college right now, in your university, are going to be in trouble unless they join with the rest of us and we begin to fix the situation. Now, it's interesting. My book is about what's happened over the last three decades, how the middle class has gotten left out of the growth of American prosperity, why today's university juniors and seniors are facing a really tough job market going out there, not just immediately, but over the next years, as they move into their careers. Two interesting stories in the last week or 10 days reinforce what my book is about. There was a report that came out from the Federal Reserve that said workers are getting a lower percentage of the national income, the whole nation's income, getting a lower percentage than at any time in the last 65 years, and corporate profits, corporate income, is higher than any time in the last 65 years. So the money is going to the top. It's not going to the middle. And it used to be reasonably well shared. So my book is about how do we go from there to here and how do we get out of here, because the last two chapters are about how to fix the situation. But the other story that broke in the last week, which is really interesting, is the story about the Market Basket supermarket chain in New England, where some sort of greedy owners ran out a CEO who is worker-friendly and customer-friendly. And the workers walked off the job when this guy was fired. The customers boycotted the supermarket chain. There was a struggle for control, and they managed to put enough pressure on the management. And he managed to raise, this guy, RDT Demoulas, he raised enough money to buy out the other owners and to own the company. He is a stakeholder capitalist, a guy who believes that management has to take care of workers. They have to do profit sharing. They have to give good benefits. And what he got back was enormous loyalty from his workers, enormous loyalty from his customers. So the question here, Mr. and Mrs. America, is when are we going to wake up? When are the bosses, the customers, and the workers going to understand that actually practicing the sharing of wealth drives this economy better, creates a better economy, creates a better future, and works better? That's what built the American dream back in the 60s and 70s. That's what's been lost and what we need to get back.
Your book is Who Stole the American Dream? And the subtitle would be How to Get It Back by hard work.
In fact, right. The last two chapters are called Reclaiming the American Dream.
And that's a great message because especially in this generation of young journalists that you'll be talking with Monday and Tuesday here on campus, needing to know that things aren't going to be handed to them. They're going to have to go reclaim it. And that's going to take work and effort and ingenuity and creativity and all those things that our country was really founded on being revisited.
Fight for it together, our generation and theirs.
All right, very good. Well, we really look forward to your talk and your visit here on campus Monday and Tuesday. Again, the public talk that you'll be doing is, again, based on your book, Who Stole the American Dream, 9:30 a.m., Joe Crowley Student Union here at the university on Tuesday morning. Any final thoughts from you, Caesar, as we let Mr. Hedrick go, Mr. Smith go here?
No, just that we're very much looking forward to his being on campus and to the conversation and what this is going to mean for students.
Well, and I think right now they feel disempowered a little bit, and it sounds like you want to add some power to the mix and stir it up for not just people waiting to have something handed to them, but to have to actually go out and get it and reclaim it, as you've talked about. We look forward to your visit on this coming week. Safe travels here.
It's a pleasure to be with you. I can't wait to get to Reno.
Thank you very much. Caesar, good to have you on the line with us as well.
Thank you.
And Hedrick Smith, we look forward to your visit. We'll see you here in just a couple of days early next week. Thanks so much.
It'll be a real pleasure. Thank you, David.
And this is Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. It's the Reynolds School Media Watch. David Stipik, our guest in the studio today, Caesar Andrews, the Leonard Distinguished Professor in Ethics and Writing. Caesar, thanks so much for coming by and spending some time with us on the show today.
I've enjoyed it, David. Thank you very much.